Welcome to Word Magic, the podcast that explores how the energy of words can shape our lives, our work, and our self-worth. I'm Elena Lipson, your host and believer in the power of resonance over grammar. As a mom, a wife, and a copywriter with over 17 years of experience in the online digital marketing space, I've witnessed the transformative impact of well-chosen words. In marketing, the energy behind our words can either attract or repel potential clients. In our personal lives, words can deepen bonds or divide them. Join me on this journey of self-discovery and wordplay, and let's unlock the magic of language together. This is Word Magic with Elena Lipson, and I'm thrilled you're here. Let's play.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Word Magic Podcast. This is Elena Lipson, copywriter, dancer, writer, all the things. I'm not going to give myself any labels this morning because if you've been here for a while, you know who I am. You know, I've transitioned from self-care coaching to copywriting over the last several years, and it's been amazing in terms of just personal growth and the clients I get to work with and the kind of copy I get to create and embody for my clients who are incredible, incredible, multiple six and seven figure coaches and service providers and creators. And then some who are on their way there, because I really do love working with startup or, you know, kind of growth-minded, expanding coaches and service providers as well. So I am actually trying something new with this podcast, which is recording it on the go. I get a lot of inspiration when I'm walking and when I'm driving. And yes, I'm being safe, so don't worry. It's like me talking aloud to you if you were sitting in my car. So I wanted to share a couple of things today because I have committed to doing this weekly podcast and then life and travel and quite honestly, breaking promise to myself got in the way. And that is probably one of the biggest reasons why businesses don't grow, why we get stuck and overwhelmed, not because we have too much to do, but because we're not doing the little things that we tell ourselves we're going to do. So I want to just kind of dive into that a little bit today and share something that is, I used to teach this quite a bit when I was in the self-care coaching world for a decade. I used to teach something called the three-layer calendar, and it is time to bring that back for myself. So I wanted to today share with you what I'm doing for myself to give myself some grace. First of all, it's been a personally challenging year in our family. We lost someone really near and dear and in our family, and very tragically, and I haven't really discussed that, and I'm not ready to, and I'm not going to, and that's my personal choice. But in general, you can likely relate to something going on in your family, in your life, in your health, that just throws everything into perspective, throws everything upside down for a little while, and really presents you with an opportunity, like a little bit of a fork in the road, to either double down on what you're doing because you realize how little time we actually have on this earth, and the other path might be to decide that you don't want to do what you're doing and you want to do something totally different. And there is also a third way, a middle path, that does not put you in a situation of burning everything down in your business, but also doesn't put you in a situation of panic and, like, you know, hustling to avoid your feelings and emotions and doubling down. There is a middle way where you get to step back from everything just a bit to reevaluate, and that is really what I have been doing. And I've kind of vacillated back and forth between momentum and, I'm not even going to call it stagnation, really it's just been like resting in the unknown. So the momentum came because I realized when, you know, sort of tragedy struck our family in March of this year, 2023, I was very grateful for my work and my clients, because even though part of me would have been like very happy to just take 3 months or 6 months off, completely, I actually felt very soothed by doing the work I was doing for my clients, the copy work. And I did take some time off. My clients were amazingly gracious, just because right after, I just couldn't really focus for a bit, and they were very, very gracious about it. And then when I did get back to work, it was actually very soothing. And I don't really care to hear, like, oh, you shouldn't have gone to work. Like, I don't need to hear that. I did what I knew I needed to do for myself at the time. And when I was working and writing and really doing work, I mean, we're not saving lives in the coaching industry, right? Like, not directly. We're not doctors. We're not rocket scientists. We're not like in the, we're not in an ER, right? So we can put anything on pause, even a launch that my client is running that is like a $1 million launch. We can pause for a week. We really can. Those are all possible things, right? Because life happens. However, I do believe that the work that I get to support my clients in doing is so important in being fully expressed, in living a life on your own terms, in creating safety for your family and for yourself, safety meaning financially, you know, creating a situation where I was able to take some time off, where we did have cushioning in our savings account, where we, my husband was able to take time off and take care of what needed to be done. And those are really, really important. Now, we couldn't take like a month or two off completely. That's just not the situation we're in. But it really made me think about how valuable and how important the work that my clients are doing and that I'm doing and supporting incredible, mostly women who are helping you out there to make money, to grow wealth, to build legacy. Those are not just marketing terms. Those are incredible, important philosophies, practices, and strategies. And it doesn't matter what level you're at, whether it's making 50,000, whether it's making $1 million or 10 million, it doesn't really matter. It's important to have that clarity for yourself. And I would say it's really even more important that you're not following some pre-laid strategy to get to six figures. Like, six figures does not mean a thing until you put meaning to those dollars, right? If for you, making six figures in a year means that you get to live your daily life with your children and your partner and your family or your parents, if you're in that stage of life, like you're between, you know, teens who are still needing you and also parents who are getting older who might need you soon as well, you have the freedom and the capacity to be there for any health issues, for celebrations, you know, that really, that money means something to you. Like, for example, this year, I was able to take my mom along with my sister and our partners on a cruise to Alaska. And that's been like a dream in the making for my mom and for me, being able to take them and pay for them and do that. And that would not have been possible unless I was choosing to work in my business and make money and put aside money for travel and really get clear on what that money means to me, right? Not just money sitting in my bank account, which is great too, and also money that allows me to do things, to create experiences, to have that freedom, to be generous and surprise my loved ones. And just that to me is so much more meaningful than just, I hit six figures, woohoo! No, I took my mom on a freaking cruise and it was fantastic and it felt like over the moon, happy, joyful. So all that to say, coming back around full circle, I wanted to share this three-layer calendar system because for me, it was like a reminder that when I just go into like just work mode and work, and I'm not doing the things for myself that create joy, that create alignment, that create that like wanting to be enthusiastic about life and try new things and create opportunities and expansive like mindset that I am able to see opportunities and jump on them comes from me putting myself in that first layer. So I'll just quickly share this with you. I do have a workshop that I haven't run for a very long time, and you really don't need to go into that because, you know, unless we're doing like one-on-one VIP sort of planning day. Really just the main crux of this, and I'll keep this short and sweet because I'm almost at my Zumba class, which is part of this layer. The first layer that you put on your calendar, like when you sit down and you're planning your, you know, we used to do this yearly and then bi-yearly, so we would do it like mid-year and then in January. But I would say you can do this really anytime. If you just look at your next week, you just take a sample of your next week or even your, I mean, God, your day. But let's start with your week. Like, I tend to do my planning on a Sunday morning or afternoon. I light a candle. I do a little journaling, a little movement practice. And then I sit down, and the first thing I do, instead of putting your work things on your calendar first, which is a little tricky because if you're just doing it for the week ahead, you likely already have some calls on your calendar and you already have some meetings scheduled, etc. But if you do that, that, that's fine. Leave those there. Don't take them off. But make sure that you're being very intentional with that first layer. And the first layer is you. You. What is it that fills you up, fills up your cup, lights up your soul, allows you to feel like the most you, authentically you? For me, I'll give my example. I need space in the morning to go work out at the gym. So I wake up generally around 6:30. I go to the gym. Well, first I walk my dogs, make myself some coffee, and I go to the gym most mornings. And then I come home, I do like my shower, my journaling, I do a little meditation when I remember. No, I'm pretty good at that though. And then I dive into work, right? So me first. And again, this doesn't mean that you have to copy my schedule at all, but then when I look at my entire week, I want to make sure that I have time on that week to do what's most important to me, my health, my wellness, and dancing. Dancing has become like a top priority for me because for me, it's a way to manage stress. It's a way to get back to myself. It's a way to feel alive. It's a way to move any emotions, known or unknown. We always have emotions that we have suppressed, whether it's a tiny one or a huge one. There's always emotions in our body, and I can do more. Actually, if you listen to the last episode on embodiment, you have a good sense of embodied emotions and how we can move them and get really intimate with those emotions in our body so they don't get stuck and cause all kinds of, you know, bumps in the road for us. So for me, dance is number one. So I have committed to my Friday morning dance at Zumba with my favorite Zumba teacher, who's a Latin dance teacher. And I just recently committed to more dance in my life. So I found a dance series class, which is like a 4-week series. And I started that last week on Wednesday, and as of this recording in September. So I've literally put my most important, like when you ask me what I want to do, I want to dance. It doesn't mean I want to dance for work or make money from it. It means that in my life, dance brings me so much joy and movement in my body, and I feel so present in my body. And as I'm reaching like almost 50 years old here in about a year and a half, I don't care that age, you know, it's not age appropriate or whatever, like really, really, really fuck all that. For me, dance has always been my go-to, my joy, like something that brings me back to who I want to be now and in the future. And so I committed to that. So now twice a week for sure, I have these dance classes that I go to. That's besides just dancing at home daily, like literally throwing on the music while I'm cooking and just making sure that music and dance is always a part of my life. So that's layer one. In my layer one is also time with friends, time with my son, time with my husband, like intentional time, not just like passing in the night time, like, oh, hey, you're home, I'm home, let's have some dinner, like really intentional time, whether it's a day date or my husband works shifts, my son's in school now, so, you know, I know the nights that he's home versus having other classes and other like outside activities, so really intentional time with that. And then the second layer would be things that are on my husband and son's schedule. So I want to make sure those are on my calendar so that I can be there if I need to do anything or provide any support or anything like that. That's layer two. Now, remember, most people would say put your kids on first. I say no, because if you don't have the energy and the really just the energy to give to other people, you're going to be coming from a place of resistance, resentment, and like just that resentment feeling that when you're with your family and you want to be somewhere else, or you think you should be somewhere else, or you haven't taken care of your own stuff, it just feels terrible. So I'm very, very vocal and verbal with my guys in my home. They know that my time for myself is a priority so that I can come back to them just really grateful to be there, super present. So that's layer number two, is anything that's on my immediate family's schedule. And layer number three is my work and my clients, right? So you can get the priority here. Like, yes, my clients and the work that I do fund the life that I want to live, which is another topic, because I want to be able to have passive income fund that, not my client work. But we'll talk about that soon with some financial support here. I'm going to bring an amazing guest on for you to learn from and bring lots of value. But I just want you to know that pyramid, at the top of that pyramid is me. The second layer is my family. The third layer are my clients. Most people have that turned around, and I have to be fully honest, there are times when it feels the other way around too, where I'm on the bottom of the pyramid and my clients come first, because there's like, in fact, I have 3 clients launching right now. So I'm supporting 3 separate launches with sales pages and emails and all of that stuff that goes with it. But I have to be very, very mindful, because if I get into a situation where I have neglected myself at the expense of myself and I put my clients first, I will come to that screen where I'm writing copy for them and messaging, and it will feel terrible. I will feel exhausted. I will feel lack of enthusiasm and joy, and it just won't be the same. So by not serving myself, I'm actually not serving my clients, because I can tell you, when I dance, when I have time for myself, when I am really spending like slow down time with myself, with my money, with my bank account, with my body, those are all, which I should have mentioned that too in layer number one, is time with my money. Like really going in, I call them my CEO days, where I actually go in and do all my sort of like, you know, I do have an accountant, but I do still go in, make sure that all my expenses are accurate, and sort of just get a big picture overview, and then I get a monthly P&L report from my accountant. So there's things that I need to do, that I want to do, that I choose to do, to have a relationship with my money and my wealth and growing, that are also a number one, because it really does sort of support the whole picture. So that is my quick and dirty layer 1, 2, 3 for you. And I don't even know the title of this episode, essentially, but I wanted to really invite you to look at your week, your month, your year, and to understand that you have an opportunity to layer in your priorities. And by layering in your priorities, again, number one is you, number two is your family, number three is your clients and work. And by doing that, I suggest and invite you to consider that you are going to then have the right priorities. And you, again, listen, this is my version, right? So you get to create your own version. If for some reason it doesn't feel aligned for you and you're like, well, I'm in a season of my life where I just need to be really focused on client work, I would say, okay, great. And right, it doesn't have to be or, and you also get to still, even with all of the client demands on your time, or, you know, whatever your work is, or if you work in a company, you still have the sort of, not obligation is not the right word, but you have the opportunity to put yourself first so that you can show up in a way that feels best aligned for you, okay? All right, so here I am. I started this by telling you that I've been kind of in a season of momentum, but also rest. And I think looking back, that is true for a lot of seasons in my life, but especially when something acute happens that rocks your world, that whether it's experiencing family loss, whether it is experiencing your own personal health issues or something happening in your family, a financial crisis, whatever it is, there is a space that happens when you are already in a rhythm of filling up your own well, of filling up your cup, however you want to call it, self-care, whatever that looks like for you, and really spend time thinking about what that is. Like for me, it's dance, it is nature time, it is friend time, it is time to slow down and just de-distract. That's not even a word, de-distract, where I take Instagram off my phone and I just allow myself to feel spaciousness in my brain, and it feels so good. So what is it that you have been resisting or struggling with in terms of your business or creating? And I would venture to have you ask yourself, is it really the resistance to the thing, or is it just that I haven't been spending enough time filling up my own reservoir, my own capacity, my own well of wellness? And how can I then put myself on that layer one of my calendar, whether it's today for one day or the next week or the next quarter, wherever you are, it will be the juice that fills up the creativity in whatever it is that you're doing for work. So I'd love to hear back from you. How are you going to put yourself on layer one? What's the one thing you can do today and this week to make sure that you claim that spaciousness for yourself, and how are you going to fill it? I would say if you don't put it on your calendar, it's not going to happen. That's why I did the Dream Calendar workshop, because we filled the calendar way in advance, and you have to treat yourself as if you are your number one client, because it is very tempting to see it on the calendar and then let yourself override that by somebody else's request on your time. That is what we do as women. We're very good at that. Like a friend asks you to do something or a client asks you to do something and you're like, oh, sure. And you just sort of put yourself, you know, on the back burner and you just like override that thing on the calendar. However, if you treat yourself like your number one client, then you say, actually, I'm already busy at that time. How about tomorrow? And you really don't break that promise to yourself, right? That's the other thing I mentioned in the beginning, was one of the major reasons that we get into this place of resistance, overwhelm, and stagnation is because we haven't been keeping those promises to ourselves. So put yourself on the calendar, make it a non-negotiable, even if it's a half an hour of just like sitting in the bookshop. Remember sitting in a bookshop or like browsing for a new book? Oh my gosh, remember that? Or just sitting at your favorite lake or ocean or in a park or just putting on your favorite music and laying on the floor. Oh my gosh, that was one of my favorite things to do when I was younger. I would put on a record and just lay on the floor and just like listen to it and go between dancing and listening to it. It just felt so good to do one thing, listen to music. Like, what is that for you? What is that one thing for you that just sparks joy and presence for you? Go and do that, and I'd love to hear about it. All right, thanks for being here today, and I'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you so much for being here today. If you're listening to this before July 11th and you're interested in a new way to do your copy with my eyes on your sales page, I'm hosting an amazing new workshop that is totally live, limited to only 8 people. It is hosted on July 11th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And if you register, you will get to bring your sales copy, a sales page, and we will audit your sales page and give you specific instructions on how to make that sales page sing to your most aligned client with the most specific copy so that your conversion can go much higher than it is now. There's a few changes that most people miss when it comes to creating highly converting sales pages, and I'm going to help you implement those changes on July 11th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And you will find the link in the show notes. And also you can head over to Instagram at Elena_Lipson, head over to my bio, and it'll be the first link in there. If you're listening to it after July 11th, then just watch for my Instagram for hosting another one, likely coming up in September. All right, I will talk to you soon.